This week, Prague has been playing host to leading Belarusian political dissident Alexander Milinkievich as part of Forum 2000. The leader of the country's suppressed opposition movement, Za Svobodu, or For Freedom, received a prestigious human rights prize from former President Václav Havel and spoke to an audience consisting largely of Czech students about human rights in Belarus. The visit highlights the activism of Czech non-governmental organisations in promoting human rights in Europe's last dictatorship. Joshua Singer has more.
During his visit, Mr. Milankevich received the Hanno R. Ellenbogen Citizenship Award from Václav Havel. The prize was established in 2000 by the Prague Society for International Cooperation, which promotes democracy and an international approach to politics within Central European states. Mr. Milankevich also spoke at a conference with former Czech dissident Daniel Kuropa on human rights in the European Union. With Czech national figures showing such public support for a foreign opposition leader, what are Czech organisations actually doing to promote human rights in Belarus itself? Rostislav Valvoda is from the Czech NGO Člověk v tísni, People in Need.
There is this People in Need Foundation, which is one of the biggest NGOs in Eastern Europe these days, and they specialise on Belarus. They focus on them with a couple of projects. Some of them are focused on journalists, some of them are focused on civil society in general, be it environmental movements, be it architectural movements, because there are some troubles in cities, for example, like Grodno, that the current city council wants to actually break down part of the city centre, historic city centre that actually connects the city with its past.
People in Need organised a number of conferences to try and aid people in Grodno in opposition against the plan, but unfortunately they were unsuccessful. In this case, the violation of rights only concerned buildings, but in other cases the effects can be more severe. At the conference on human rights, one Belarusian student told of how, after 2 months of study in Prague, she had returned to university in Belarus only to be accused of lack of patriotism and expelled from her studies. She appealed to Mr. Kropa for help in attaining a Czech visa. Similarly, students within Belarus who express support for their opposition are expelled from their studies and later their jobs. So, with this in mind, does more need to be done to put pressure on the regime in Belarus to reform?
Quite recently, there's been an official proposition of the European Council towards a Belarusian government saying that you can participate in our European neighbourhood policy in which Ukraine participates and Moldova participates, and they all receive a lot of funding actually, but with one condition, and that is that you release political prisoners and that you will just follow basic human rights, which you oppose. So this is the message the European Commission sent to Minsk, and they did not respond actually, I mean officially.
This increasing isolationism on the part of the Belarusian government from the rest of Europe is something to which many of the country's more informed citizens are opposed, but there is a lingering uncertainty within the country as to where it belongs, within the new expanding Europe or Russia. It is a decision which, after many years of authoritarianism, was easy for the Czech Republic and other countries formerly in the Soviet sphere, but in Belarus is still unresolved. Rostislav Valvoda is in no doubt as to which direction the country should take.
We want to ask the Commission to do more and to be more strict because we certainly have different values. I mean, with Russia, which is the rival here, and I think it's better for people in Belarus to be Europeans, to share European values, because it's simply better life.